if she thought you were going to die, that would suggest she didn't know very much about diabetes.
I don't think we did, actually. Before I was diagnosed, I can't remember anybody else that we knew having it. And I can't think that my parents knew many people with diabetes. So I think it's probably the fear of the unknown and the protective mother thinking of the worst case scenario.
Anyone else in the family have diabetes?
Not before I was diagnosed. Since then, my dad has had diet-controlled diabetes. I can't remember exactly when that came on, but just recently he's gone on to tablets. And my late uncle, he had a similar thing, starting off on diet, then tablets, and he progressed to injections.
Was there any discussion when you were diagnosed as to why you developed diabetes?
I think at the time they had the theory that it would be either some kind of illness, either a virus or a certain kind of cold that would trigger it off, or possibly an emotional event. But we couldn't think of any stressful thing that had happened recently or any kind of cold or virus that I'd had. So it was all a bit of a mystery.
Did you understand much about diabetes yourself?
Before I was diagnosed, I didn't have a clue about diabetes or what it meant. Or I think the fact they had a big medical sounding name probably made me think it was a little more serious than it actually was. But whilst I was in hospital, the specialist nurse was really good at explaining that it was to do with the pancreas and that it produced this thing called insulin, which helped get the energy from my food into my body's cells. And for some reason, I didn't have any insulin anymore, so I needed to have injections to make sure I could get all the energy properly. I think that kind of knowledge grew as time went on, really, through going to clinic. And I do remember vaguely some kind of booklets with Rupert Bear was the character that they used in the booklets, but by today's standards they probably weren't especially child friendly. But at first I didn't really know why I was even in hospital. I remember the little girl in the bed next to me said, "Oh, so why are you in here?" And I said, "Well, I think I might have diabetes, but I'm not really entirely sure."
When you came out and started meeting friends of your own age, can you remember what their reactions were?
I remember I went round to my best friend's house with my mum, and her mum was there. We sat down and we all talked about it, and we had a nice cup of tea and digestive biscuit, which was the most exciting cake of biscuit I had at the time, and talking about what it all meant. And because I spent a lot of time with Emily, I think it was important that she knew what was going on as well. And I remember I got a huge card from all the children in my class. It was when I was diagnosed, it was about two or three weeks before I was due to go away with the school for a week's residential. I think I was more upset about missing the residential trip than I was about the diabetes. They said at the hospital, if it had been a week earlier that I'd been diagnosed, I would have still been able to go on the trip, but it was just too soon from coming out of hospital, so I missed out on that, which was a bit upsetting for me, I think.
And what about reactions in the family?
Everyone in the family was just amazing. I remember lots of flowers, lots of cards, people came to see me. I think the first presents I had were the diabetic chocolates, which, oh, looking back to them now, they were awful, but at the time it was better than not having anything at all. Yeah, everyone was great, particularly my grandma, who managed to adapt all her cake recipes to include sugar-free or fructose that we used at the time. Loads of fruit cakes and things, and she'd scour all the shops and things to find different things for me to try.